Hello, my name is Joseph, and my friend Beth and I are starting a new 2-week series about prayer.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad we're talking about this, because prayer can be, well, it can be a little weird sometimes, right? I know when I was first learning to pray, I had so many questions, like, what am I supposed to do with my hands? Does my prayer count if my eyes weren't closed? Or what do I do with my gum before I take communion?
Am I supposed to address my prayer to God or Jesus? What does amen even mean? Have you ever had these kind of questions? And then there's the question when you're asked to pray at Thanksgiving. I mean, right in front of all your family, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your grandma. I mean, all the heavy hitters in one place and they're looking at me to pray? I mean, it's pretty intimidating, right? What are you supposed to say? How long do you pray for? Everybody's ready to eat. Do I pray for just the food, or do I talk about everybody's life? I don't even know everybody's life. Ugh. We all feel this way sometimes about prayer. We feel like prayer is too big, too confusing, too boring.
Or we feel pressure to go through a bunch of motions, fearing that we'll probably get something out of order or miss something completely, especially when we have to pray out loud. What if someone makes you laugh when you're supposed to be silent? What if you get asked to pray out loud, but you didn't hear the prayer request because you were too busy worrying about whether or not you'd be called on to pray? Sometimes prayer can be pretty stressful.
But maybe that's because sometimes we approach prayer like it's fine china. Does your mom or grandmother have any fine china displayed in their house? You know, fancy, really expensive plates, bowls, and platters. Maybe they have tiny little flowers painted on them. Maybe they sit in a special cabinet. If you know what I'm talking about, I guarantee that there are rules about the fine china. Only certain people are probably allowed to use it. You get yelled at if you run or jump or toss a ball in its general vicinity. And it's only used for very special occasions. There have been plenty of times in my life when prayer felt a lot like my grandmother's fine china to me. When I approached prayer, I used to feel like I needed to be very careful to follow the rules and to speak softly and respectfully. I was always afraid of doing it wrong, of accidentally breaking something and being a disappointment. And let's be honest, I may have also wondered a few times, is all of this effort really necessary?
But what if the fine china approach to prayer was never how it was intended? What if God wants prayer to be less like fine china and more like, I don't know, Legos? Are there any Lego fans here today? If you've seen kids playing at Lego tables at Legoland, you know what I mean. It isn't graceful, it isn't calculated, it isn't orderly, it's more like chaos. It's haphazard, it's a mess, pieces are flying everywhere. There is no plan, there is no formula, but the things kids create in that atmosphere are truly remarkable. They get in the moment, they build a platform, they give their imaginations room to explore, and before you know it, they have built a scale model of the entire city of New York. What if that's what prayer is like? What if it's less about rules and formulas, and it's more about discovery? What if God wants you to build your own platform for prayer out of the pieces that work best for you?
I want you to think about this question. What if there aren't as many rules to prayer as you think there are? If prayer is more like colorful plastic Lego blocks than it is fine china, how would it change the way you approached it? Let's take a look at what Jesus had to say about the places that prayer has in our lives. But before we read this verse, I want you to think about when or where you typically remember to pray. And when you do, what is it that you typically pray about? What's your go-to prayer? Is it a thank you for our food prayer at dinner? A now I lay me down to sleep prayer before you fall asleep at night? A prayer you sang in preschool? Maybe we learn things about prayer as kids, but we're still repeating those same old prayers because we haven't yet realized that there's a lot more to prayer than what we learned when we were kids.
Jesus talks about how to get out of the habit of repetition and into real talk, because that's what prayer is. It's not a formula, it's a conversation. Prayer is a real talk to a real God. And when you're having a conversation with someone, it's better when the words are real and straight from the heart. Here's what Jesus said about it. And when you pray, ye shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have received their reward. Wait, what was that? No talks like that. Let's try again. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly, on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth. That is all the reward they will ever get.
Jesus is saying that when we pray, more words aren't the goal. Big, fancy words aren't the goal either. Jesus was communicating something really important here. He was telling those who follow him that God is looking for people who talk to him just because they want to, not because they want to be heard or want someone to think that they're smart or religious. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Jesus wanted us to see that prayer is not about getting something from God or showing off to other people. Jesus broke the fine china model by telling us, go have a conversation with God. Jesus is telling us that our God is relational and he wants a connection with us. Isn't that amazing?
We don't get to know God by saying a lot of words or keeping all of the prayer rules straight. When we think of prayer that way, it's more like an empty habit than a real relationship. That's treating prayer like it's fine china. If we keep prayer locked up in a fine china cabinet, we won't get to experience its benefits. But if we keep prayer out in the open on the Lego table, we'll always have something new to learn and explore as we discover more about God and grow our connection with him. But we've got to loosen up. We've got to remember that prayer is a real conversation with a real God.
It's okay if it's messy. It's okay if you have a difficult time paying attention at first. The more you practice being mindful of God and remembering that God is mindful of you, the easier and more enjoyable it will be. Once you get the hang of it, you'll rush to it like a kid in Legoland because you know that after you've spent some time there, you'll have built something new and exciting, a deeper connection with the God who made you and loves you no matter what.
So here is something you can do beyond the fine china approach to your prayers. Talk real. What do I mean by that? Talk like a real person. Be you. Use words that are real to you. If you communicate best through emojis, then by all means, talk to God that way. God loves you and wants to hear from you. There are no right or wrong words to say. He wants to talk to the unique you that he created.
Talk honest. God hears you and sees you and doesn't care if you're a hot mess. That kind of honesty, that say whatever you need to say open-mindedness, is the stuff your heart-to-heart with God is made of. It's what connects you to the one who created you.
Talk regularly. Prayer isn't just for special occasions. God is always with you and always available. You can talk to him anytime. You don't even need to close your eyes. The more you pray, the more connected with God you'll become. The reward for people who pray to be seen is being seen for a moment. But the reward for people who really talk to God because they believe God is real get the privilege of truly knowing him.
Next time, we're going to talk about some really easy ways to have different kinds of conversations with God. But today, remember this. Prayer is real talk to a real God. So lose the formality and go have a conversation.